I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It's been 2 months now since the U.S. moved its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. The move set off protests around the globe, but also prompted two other nations to follow suit. One of them was Guatemala, the other Paraguay. We wondered what prompted tiny majority Catholic Paraguay to make the move. The World's Rupa Shenoy was in the South American nation recently, and she reports that the answer has to do with Jews who fled Europe during World War II.
Jews called him the Angel of Death. He stood on a train platform at Auschwitz and decided that 400,000 people should die. Many of the ones he let live, he performed medical experiments on. Then, after World War II, Joseph Mengele moved to Paraguay. And one day in 1965, he walked into a jewelry store in the capital, Asunción.
Hasta donde sé, creo que fue la primera relojería que hubo en Paraguay.
I believe that was the first watch store in Paraguay, so lots of important people went there, ministers, ambassadors, because it was the only one.
Alexandra Tauber's driving out of Asunción, recounting her grandmother Sonia Tauber's story. She was the only one in the store when Mengele came in.
She knew his face, but she didn't know from where.
Mengele asked to see a watch. Her grandmother reached for it. Her sleeve went up, and Mengele saw Tauber's grandmother's tattoo, the numbers they put on her at Auschwitz. His face changed. Then she knew where she'd seen him before.
She recognized him and screamed, "Mengele, Mengele!" And my grandfather came to see why she was screaming.
Mengele turned and ran out, and that's where the family story ends. It took international pressure to get Paraguayan dictator Alfredo Stroessner to cancel Mengele's citizenship in 1979. There were rumors he was still there for years afterward. After World War II, about 1,000 Jewish families from Europe made lives for themselves in Paraguay. Tauber says her grandparents ended up here after they couldn't get citizenship in Brazil and Argentina. The Jewish community in Asunción was close-knit, and their children married inside that tight circle. Tauber remembers her grandmother used to ask her why she had non-Jewish friends. She told Tauber they wouldn't be there when it counts.
So that's why I think she had trauma and persecution in her head. The first generation that was born here in Paraguay suffered a lot because they weren't able to mix with people of other religions.
Still, those Jewish immigrants and their children flourished. They became a prominent minority group and some of the most important business people in the capital. And like a lot of Jews everywhere after World War II, they kept a focus on Israel.
When I was a girl, I remember my grandfather would buy trees in Israel and send money to Israel. They always helped. And in fact, Jews in Paraguay have a strong influence in the relationship with Israel because, well, there's a legend. Some people say it's true and some people say it's a lie. What they say is...
The story is that a famous Jewish doctor, a relative of one of Tauber's friends, lobbied the Paraguayan government to vote in the UN in 1947 to partition Palestine, a move that led to the creation of Israel. Many times since, Israel has helped Paraguay with aid and assistance for its agriculture industry. Now Paraguay is one of the biggest exporters of kosher meat to Israel. Tauber says all of that was helped along by Jewish Paraguayans.
Y la influencia también se ve ahora que Paraguay es la tercera embajada que muda su embajada de Tel Aviv a Jerusalén.
And you can see the influence now again with Paraguay being the third to move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That certainly didn't happen without their influence.
A great day for Israel, a great day for Paraguay, a great day for our friendship.
In May, at the dedication of the new Paraguayan embassy in Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hailed Paraguayan President Horacio Cartes, who incidentally has been investigated by the U.S. for drug trafficking and money laundering.
Paraguay helped Jews escape Nazi Germany. We will never forget this. You did this before the Holocaust, during the Holocaust, and after the Holocaust.
Netanyahu didn't mention that Paraguay also harbored Nazis like Mengele.
Thank you, Horacio. Thank you. And thank you, Paraguay.
The embassy move was controversial in Paraguay. President Cartes was on his way out, and his successor, Mario Abdo Benitez, had already been elected. Benitez said he didn't know or agree with the decision. For the older members of the Jewish community in Paraguay, though, it was a culmination of everything Tauber's grandmother's generation had worked for. But their descendants in Paraguay are much more attached to the country where they grew up. Tauber lived in Los Angeles for a while before she decided to come back. She worked for a long time in a big women's prison in Asunción. Now she acts as a middleman, trying to connect stores with low-income artisans in the countryside. Today she's visiting a weaver named Nyakata, a grandmother who still supports her grown children and cares for her 90-something father. Kata's fingers are constantly moving, weaving. She never stops. Tauber and Kata debate the design of a straw hat and agree to try something new.
No, hacer, pero no unir. Hacer hasta acá y hasta acá.
Se corta solamente.
Later, Kata tells me she didn't know any Jews before she met Tauber, and she doesn't know any other Jews now. But Tauber seems nice. Driving back to Asunción, Tauber reflects that she's still something of an outsider.
En el sentido de que, o sea, con la gente más de pueblo, más, digamos, un poco más ignorante.
There's a lot of urban legends about Jews, especially among people in the countryside, that we supposedly killed Jesus, that Jews are monsters. Sometimes when people realize I'm Jewish, they can't believe it.
Despite that, Tauber still feels like Paraguay is her home. For The World, Rupa Shenoy, Asunción.